when I'm in Outlook, sometimes all of a sudden when I'm switching around to see what's sort of shrunk down below, I hear something called Campaign Manager. And I do, you know, Alt F4 to whatever that is, which I don't even know what it is. And it doesn't go away. So I end up powering off and powering on. That's a way I can get rid of it. That's one thing. And another thing when I'm in Outlook, and I have Classic Outlook, the old one, all of a sudden it'll say Menu. And then you can scroll up and down, and then it says, if I want to do a search, it's asking me. And I don't know how I got it, and I don't know how to get rid of it.
It may make it easier to find out what actually is open. You have JAWS on your computer, I think. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's an old JAWS. It's 19, I think.
But if you do insert F10, that'll give you a little bit of a list take up and down, and let you find out what windows actually open.
And if I want to get rid of any of those things that are open, I can just do Alt F4?
Usually.
Do you know what that thing called Campaign Manager is?
I'm thinking it may have come from some app that got installed during an update or something like that.
Also, if it says Menu, you can usually hit Escape to close a menu.
Yeah,
and sometimes if it's a window, Control W might work.
Window Control W. I haven't tried
just Control W.
Oh, Control W. Okay.
When you're working on the computer, when you have a software update for Apple, they tell you to check what you want to download, which usually it's only one, and then say accept or download. How do you check that? Using JAWS. The only way I can do it with the mouse, but it's getting to be too much for me. But how do you do that?
I think this is this iTunes, Rashad?
Yes, iTunes, yes.
Yeah, I believe you can either arrow up or down, and I leave it sort of the typical, you probably hit a space bar on it and either check it or uncheck it, because I think it asks you if you want to update, you know, certain parts of that. I think you can arrow up and down, and it gives you the different things that you might be able to check off.
Yeah.
Then I think you would hit a space bar on that in JAWS. You would hit a space bar to check it.
Just so you know, if you focus, bring your JAWS focus to the, or whatever, your screen reader focus to the checkbox, space bar should check it. The difference between that and enter is enter will activate the default button, which is either like cancel or done or something like that. And spacebar will check the current control. So try spacebar first. Yeah.
My question has to do with comments in Word documents. If I want to add a comment to a document, I think it's Control Alt M. That takes me to the comments area. And it used to say add comment here. It let you know that you could start typing your comment. Now it just says Microsoft Word document. But I knew where I was, so I'd type in my comment. Then I'd hit tab to post the comment, that button label. I talked to JAWS about that. They said, make sure you have the latest version of Office. I think mine has now updated to the latest version of Office, and it's still a problem.
Amy, there has been an update to JAWS within the last few days. I think some of the problems that you're having with being alerted to things in Word will get fixed.
Oh, thank you.
Some of you will be surprised that I finally broke down and got an iPhone 17. I am having the worst time with Face ID. It simply does not work for me. I have to put in my password like way more times than I would like to.
If you're in dim lighting, that might be making a difference, the lighting where you are.
Yep.
I don't know if you have on sunglasses and you haven't gone into there to check off that you want it wearing, you know, glasses or a mask, that will make a difference as well, especially if you have really dark sunglasses.
The biggest mistake I make is that I usually do not hold the phone far enough away from me, from my face. I usually have to get a full arm's length and reach away from it.
You can call Apple Accessibility.
They can help you retake your Face ID if it's that much of a problem. If you're doing your passcode 8 out of 10 times or 7 out of 10 times, you probably need to have the Face ID done over again. And they can actually help you with that. They can do the screen share and they can help you with that. And it's a good way to do it because, you know, when you go to the store, they're coming at it from behind you. But Apple is seeing exactly what the camera is seeing and so forth to do your Face ID in the first place.
We have SiriusXM, but we're considering canceling it. I found out that the car that we have has a built-in iHeartRadio app. But unfortunately, it's a touchscreen. So I was curious, is there a way that I could be able to access and use that car screen, you know, without being able to see it?
Does your car have CarPlay support, Chelsea?
I think they do.
So if you have CarPlay support, you can put the iHeart app on your iPhone and you could run it beautifully that way through CarPlay.
What kind of car is this?
It's a Chevy.
Like year model?
It's a 18.
It should have Bluetooth.
It does, yeah.
Put the iHeart app you like on your phone, Bluetooth it to the car's audio system, and just do it that way. The thing is, once you set up the Bluetooth once, it's always there. Unless you reset your phone or something like that. So you'll never have to like have them reconnect to you. So
we recently got a Hyundai Ioniq 5. It's an electric car. And you can actually talk to it like, hey, Hyundai. Like, and I can control some things like the seat warmer on my own side.
You know, it's interesting you say it's a Hyundai Ioniq because I actually think that does have CarPlay.
Does it talk back to you at all?
If I say, hey, Hyundai, set the passenger seat warmer to level 2. It talks back and it says, setting the passenger seat warmer to level 2.
Okay, this is second generation CarPlay. Well, I think only Kia/Hyundai and Aston Martin have this right now. The latest generation of CarPlay. And that actually does this.